Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio boo, and I'm actually talking to Debbie Miller on Skype and recording this audio interview via audio boo. And the topic at hand are QR codes. Those are the little squigglies that people are seeing everywhere, aren't they? They're squigglies that people are seeing everywhere. People can actually take your iPhone or an Android and just snap a photo of it, and it'll download. So, Debbie, tell me about the QR code. What is it all about, and you know, how does it work?
It's a way to make your website easily accessible to someone on their mobile phone. So rather than them having to go and open a new browser and type in a website URL on their phone, they can just scan this QR code, kind of in the same way that you would scan a barcode. And it takes them directly to the website of whatever QR code is for.
Mm-hmm. I've been using QR codes. I think I was, you know, one of the early adopters of using QR codes. I have them on my business card as well as my website. I've been telling people for well over a year and a half, 2 years about QR codes now, and they've exploded in popularity. I mean, you see them on billboards, on bus benches, actually in television commercials, on buses.
That one time we went to the mall, and they're big, those advertising things that they have all over the mall that rotate different ads in and out, they have the QR code that you could scan to find out that day's mall special. So it's very current. It's a way to have a lot of information in one place for someone to have kind of right at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's exploded? I mean, you're opening up magazines and you see all these QR codes everywhere, and flyers and brochures. You go to department stores, you're seeing QR codes next to products. I went to Home Depot over the weekend, and you know, I pulled up my iPhone and scanned in a QR code next to a carnation, and it pulled up information on how to care for that carnation. So what explains the explosion of these QR codes?
I think because more and more people are doing pretty much everything on their mobile phones, so just having a way to... I did the same thing. I was at Best Buy over the weekend, and I saw on a bunch of the price tags there was QR codes, and I scanned some, and it took you to the product's website, and it had all this information about it and stuff like that. So it's just a way for kind of the ever-expanding mobile audience to have an easy way to access information on a product that they're considering buying.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to make an educated purchasing decision before just buying the product.
Right. There are a lot of different QR code readers out there, so you can actually just download those, you know, by visiting the App Store, either on your Android phone or your iPhone, et cetera. What are some of the best practices of QR codes, Debbie? And then there are a lot of, you know, QR codes that just take me to a regular website, and I just find that that's not valuable. It's not saving me any time or providing me with any additional information. It's just taking me to their homepage. What are some of the things that you see that are really effective, and maybe some of the things that are not effective in using QR codes?
Maybe most effective would be providing kind of just much more straightforward than a regular website that has kind of all the information on it. Just give them exactly what they want to know, not a lot of the kind of fluff information. So like that's why it's perfect for specific products, because then it can take a consumer to that specific product that they're interested in. It could take them to information about that product. So it's kind of, it's a much more narrow scope than a regular website for, you know, bestbuy.com might be, for example. As far as poor practices, I'd say make sure it works. Cause when I was in San Francisco recently, we went and we saw a QR code and scanned it, and it didn't work. And Matt, our friend Matt, who's a big QR code guy.
Yeah, this Matt Galizzi. And yeah.
And he mentioned this was at Pier 39 in San Francisco. And we tried scanning this QR code and it wouldn't scan. And he noted that certain designs and certain colors have a reputation for not working, for not scanning. So make sure both, like, the unique designs are good. And that's a really awesome way to kind of tie a QR code into your brand, but also make sure that it works. And because if not, you're wasting people's time,
mm-hmm,
by them having to scan something that's not going to work.
Right. And it's going to backfire on you and your corporation, your organization. You know, you create a QR code, it doesn't work. And so what does that really say about you and how unprepared or unprofessional you are, right? So as part of, you know, our strategic alliance that we've created, you know, we're basically the best minds and hearts of social media coming together to provide information, to solve business problems, and provide some really tangible common sense as well as cost-effective results. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you as well as some of the other pioneers in social media on a lot of these, you know, projects together. What excites you about, you know, working together in our new strategic alliance, and that we have a working group in helping, you know, organizations big and small attain their success in utilizing internet marketing, social media, and internet communications?
Well, I think our little group has a good amount of, or a good variety of background knowledge and different kinds of experience related to marketing. So we kind of all bring something very unique to the table, which makes it a great team. And it's interesting to watch new businesses jump on board with social media, ones that might have been tentative to do it before or scared, that they're finally embracing it and realizing that it's here to stay. And that they're kind of overcoming that fear and putting it in good hands with a team of diverse people that can really help it take off the ground and do really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the other thing, you know, that really strikes a chord with me is that I'm so busy, but I'm a PR and communications you know, person, that I love being busy, and I can't help but just dive into the next challenge. I mean, I see you as well in that vein, and that we're problem solvers. We love the technology, but we also love the impact that it has and the difference that it makes, the bottom line that it really helps in business as well as nonprofits as well as, you know, other organizations out there.
Yeah, it definitely kind of evens the playing field, that before businesses, you know, larger businesses with larger budgets obviously had more marketing dollars to spend, and the little guy didn't have as much, you know, as much money to spend. And now with social media, the playing field's kind of much more even. Everyone mm-hmm. kind of has the same opportunities, the same channels, the same, and granted, there's still a little bit of unevenness here and there, but basically they all kind of came into the same even mm-hmm. playing field.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of people, you know, that say that they have, you know, social media strategy, or they have the know-how, you know, but there aren't that many people that actually have the proven experience and the know-how, and most importantly, the passion of solving problems, of resolving issues, and providing, you know, some great technology solutions and making things better, faster, cheaper, and more cost-effective. And so that's what really excites me about working with you, as well as, you know, Dean Soto and other folks, in that we have a group of really brilliant minds, and we are the two pioneers of social media, that we've proven, you know, by our work, and we just love being able to solve problems and provide a business solution for diverse, you know, businesses, whether they're small, medium, or large, and really, you know, having fun and providing them with some really tangible market solutions for them. Right, Debbie?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right. So any last words that you have as far as, you know, upcoming trends or, you know, on the internet marketing mobile front? We have about a minute left.
I just think mobile is becoming more and more important, and make sure that you have, in addition to QR codes, make sure you have a mobile optimized website, because Flash and stuff like that does not come up on a mobile phone. And so much more, so many more websites are being accessed through mobile phones. And so it's important that your users are able to have an easy experience.
Okay. Well, I know that you're going to be presenting at the CBS Social Media Conference up in LA pretty soon. And tomorrow I've got a presentation at Chapman University as well. And then next week I'm up in San Francisco presenting to, you know, 400 or 500 people at a social media, you know, workshop that I'm presenting, as well as a panel discussion. So any other upcoming events that you're headlining, Debbie?
No, that's it for now. I'm going to be writing a lot of stuff on the, I'll be online mm-hmm. writing away.
Okay. So tell us your website again, Debbie.
My website is socialhospitality.com.
Okay, great. And I failed to mention that Dean Soto and I are going to be presenting at the same conference next Monday and Tuesday. So up in San Francisco, so I'm really excited about that, to join Dean Soto as part of, you know, the strong partnership that we have in Southern California. So thanks for your help, and looking forward to chatting with you more and sharing with the audience more about social media, technology, trends, as well as mobile marketing, and all these common sense business solutions that have a high-tech edge to them but bring high-touch, making our lives better. Thank you.
Thank you.